Okay, not a great day for Police Scotland, is it?
Well, firstly, even after the passage of time, our thoughts remain with Andrew's family and friends. And I'd just like to reassure people that our focus is without question about keeping people safe and protecting those who are most vulnerable and at risk of harm. And however, I do note the recommendations within the PIRC report and acknowledge the fact that there are some shortcomings in relation to the events that led to Andrew's death in March 2016. And for that, I would like to offer my sincere apologies to Andrew's family and friends.
How does it make you feel that 7 days, failing after failing, Police Scotland made here, and this man may still have been alive today?
Well, in terms of that, whilst Andrew Bowe was recorded on our systems as a vulnerable person, the predictability of his death at the point of the police being initially told is uncertain. Significant changes and improvements have taken place within C3 Division. Additional quality assurance measures have been adopted and deployment processes have been put in place to ensure that available local policing resources are identified and tasked to attend calls.
I mean, that's absolutely all fine and well, but here we are. We have a situation where two neighbours, a shopkeeper and Edinburgh Council, all flagged up warnings about this very vulnerable man, and Police Scotland completely ignored every warning. This man may still have been alive today had it not been for your officers not acting.
Well, it's acknowledged in the PIRC report today it's uncertain whether an earlier intervention by Police Scotland would have led to Andrew being found alive. I've acknowledged there are some shortcomings and made the apology to Andrew's family for that.